Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again. Amen. I praise God. Amen for being that we are here together. Wednesday word, glory to God. We're here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have had some wonderful times. Amen. And we've had some interesting times. We won't even call them bad. Amen. But the Lord, amen, is blessing in the midst of them all. Amen. Because, glory, he is God. Amen. And he will not be denied. He will be glorified. And I praise God. He continues to get the glory no matter what is being said, no matter what is being done. Amen. And we honor the Lord today. I just want to give him glory and give him praise. He is the God of my life. I praise God that every single day that I arise, I recognize that I need him more and more and more. So that song that says every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before, it is so true. If we take the time, amen, to spend some of our day in the presence of the Lord, we're in his presence all day long. But when we acknowledge him, glory to God, when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, when we start to do that, oh my goodness, God really does, he will bless us. He blesses us. And I praise God that I am one that the Lord has blessed me even when I was not obedient to his will. He was gracious. Amen. His grace abounded. I praise God for that because I could have been dead. Some of the things that I did, some of the sin that I participated in could have taken me into a grave. I would have been in hell today if it were not for the grace of God. I am giving him glory because all of the glory is his. All of the honor is his. All of the praise is his and his alone. To God be the glory. Oh, God, I give you glory. Amen. The glory is all his. It belongs to no other. I can't even take credit, even for the successes that I have had. The Lord positioned me, amen, for success. And he even gave me, amen, the talent to be able to succeed. So everything I have, I can absolutely say is from the Lord. Amen. I give God glory and I honor him. Glory as we go forward. I was having a little bit of technical difficulty from the moment, amen, I decided to come on tonight, but we're going to push forward, amen. If I have to stop, I will let you know what's happening. I hate to just have a pause and thing to anyone, but I want to get on with the scripture. Now, our topic is let's choose that good part. Let's choose that good part. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray real fast here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, recognizing that you are the true and the living God. There is no other name whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we give you praise. We give you glory. It is yours and yours alone. Only you are worthy of the accolades, Lord God. And we don't even have the language, Lord Jesus, to give you all of the accolades that you are deserving of. But with that we do have, we praise you. With that we do have, we honor you. With that we do have, we glorify your name. Oh, my God, we honor you today. Oh, Lord God, and we acknowledge that we need you, Lord, for everything, everything. We need you every minute of every day, Lord God, for everything under the sun. There is nothing that we don't need you for. Oh, Lord, we submit ourselves to you to the best of our ability, and we surrender ourselves, and we ask you, Lord, to wash us even while we're in your presence. Lord, forgive us sins of omission and commission. Forgive us, Lord God, for any agreements or alliances or covenants we have made with evil, whether we realized it or didn't realize it. Forgive us, God, and wash us, Lord Jesus. Remember us today, oh, Lord, and vindicate us, Lord God, from the wicked enemy that came against our souls, that came against our destiny. Lord, and awaken our spirits to truth on tonight. Awaken our spirits to life, Lord God, life that is only in you. Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's choose that good part. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you. Amen. From Luke. Amen. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version today. We're in Luke chapter 10, and I am talking to you about Martha and Mary. And I just want to make a suggestion even before I read this portion of scripture, because I'm just reading a few scriptures. Amen. Go back even after I read this or in your leisure time and look at all that scripture has to say about Martha and Mary, because there is so much more, especially to Martha, amen, than these few scriptures tell us. Amen, because these two are wonderful women of God, and their gifts are apparent, and their trust and their love for the Lord are apparent. But you can't see all of it in this text, but there is just a portion I wanted to highlight about that good part, choosing that good part. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, I'm reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. I'm just going to go on to the end. Now, while they were on their way, Jesus entered a village called Bethany, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to his teaching. But Martha was very busy and distracted with all of her serving responsibilities, and she approached him and said, "Lord, is it of no concern to you that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Tell her to help me and do her part." But the Lord replied to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious about so many things. Only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen that good part, that which is to her advantage, which will not be taken away from her." Amen. Amen. Let's choose, glory to God, that good part. Amen. Here Jesus had come into the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. He's not mentioned in this particular text, but Lazarus was their brother. Amen. And Jesus had come into their home. Glory to God. And Martha was busy. She was busy serving. You know, she had a spirit of hospitality. Glory to God. She was serving and taking care of all the responsibilities that surround being one who serves and one who's being hospitable to the guests that are in her home. And there's nothing wrong with being hospitable and, you know, having, amen, a servant's heart, glory to God. Except that we have to be careful, glory to God, because we see in this text that the Lord told Martha that she's worried and bothered and anxious about so many things. And I kind of understand that as one who loves to be hospitable, amen, as one who has that spirit of hospitality, I want everything to be absolutely perfect when someone comes into my house. I always have a little gift for them, and I make sure everything is comfortable. I make sure the food is good. I make sure that all of their needs are taken care of. But I have to admit, I run myself crazy. I mean, I'm almost frazzled. Glory to God, I am almost frazzled trying to make sure that everything is done prior to my guests arriving so that I can enjoy my guests. Now, unlike Martha, I do all that, the big work, and then before they arrived. And it looks here like she was doing quite a bit of it while her guests had already entered the scene. But she was so worried and so frazzled about it, and she came to the Lord. She wanted the Lord to, make her come help me. And the Lord had to let her know, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. Only one thing is necessary in this moment. Now, there are so many necessary things that we have to do, amen, so many things that are, you know,
task of daily living, things that we have to get done. But the thing that is most important is what Mary chose. Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus. He was there, live and in living color, right before them. And rather than taking advantage of that time in his presence, Martha was busy serving. So we can't be so busy serving that we forget to get into the presence of the Lord. There's nothing wrong with serving. We just can't forget that the one thing that is most necessary, that one thing that should be priority, is to be in the presence of the Lord. So many so concerned about their ministries right now, and they should be. There's nothing wrong with being about your ministry. There's nothing wrong with being concerned about serving others and serving the public, as long as it does not interfere with your time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We must remember to choose, amen, that good part. That part that is advantageous for us. Amen. We don't even know how to serve properly until we have spent time in the presence of the Lord. We don't know how to impart wisdom and knowledge until we have spent time in the presence of the Lord. We don't know how to love our neighbors right until we spent time in the presence of the Lord. We don't know how to do any of this. Glory to God, until we spend time in the presence of the Lord, in his presence, amen. The word lets us know it's fullness of joy. In his presence is wisdom and knowledge and instruction. In his presence, we are refreshed. In his presence, oh my God, we are healed. In his presence, we are delivered. In his presence, glory to God, we must choose. This is a mandatory thing. We must choose this necessary thing, this word says. Amen. Mary chose that good part. Let's choose that good part. Amen. Let's choose to be in the presence of the Lord. Yes, we will serve. Glory to God. We are here, glory to God, to spread the gospel. We are here to continue the apostles' work. Amen. To go forth and tell others that Jesus saves. To go forth and let others know that he is soon to return. To go forth and tell them that the times and the seasons have turned and the Lord is returning and he's coming a lot faster, sooner than we think he is. Amen. But we must stay in the presence of the Lord to be strengthened, because the days have become very evil and they're becoming even more evil. We haven't even seen the evil that is about to come yet. Amen. Glory to God. Let's stay in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Where there is everything that we need. Everything. Amen. Serve. Yes. Serve, 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 and serve some more. Glory to God. This world needs authentic servants of God. This world needs true prophets and true apostles, true pastors and true evangelists that have a heart of God. This world needs those that think like Jesus, that have the thoughts of the Lord. This world needs those that the love of God comes forth out of their mouth. This world needs that. But don't neglect his presence. We must remember, amen, to spend time in the presence of the Lord. We need him so desperately for everything. Oh, my God, I can't think of a thing that I don't need the Lord for. I can't think of a thing. We need him for everything. He is our creator. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our keeper. He is our help. He is our strength. He's our mind regulator. We're watching as the world seems like it is going insane. And the Lord is keeping our minds because we come into his presence humbly and we seek his face for the truth, seek his face for instruction. We seek his face for wisdom. We seek his face, glory to God, to stay untarnished from the world. Oh, my God, we come before him in repentance, asking, Lord, oh, wash me, Jesus, purify my heart. Purify my heart and my hands. Make me clean before you, Lord God. If there's anything that is not like you, Lord, wash me. Oh, purge me, Lord God, with hyssop. Father, even as David says, we're asking the Lord as we come into his presence to cleanse us, because sin will, it will get in the way of our relationship. Amen. And what relationship have we ever had? Good relationships. What good relationship have we ever had that we haven't spent time in that person's presence? That we haven't spent time talking to them, that we haven't spent time gleaning from them. Glory to God. Let's choose that good part. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. Until next time.